This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
One year after the 2008 presidential campaign, a new DVD has emerged to explain the Ron Paul phenomenon. The movie is For Liberty, How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty. Co-director Corey Kellyer joins me live on the long line. Tell us first, who is Ron Paul? I mean, we saw him in the news during the campaigns, but who is this guy?
Who is Ron Paul? Well, he's a congressman from Texas. He's been there for a while, 20 out of the last 30 years. And what sets him apart from his fellows in Congress is that he votes strictly based on the Constitution. That's really about it.
Yeah. And you were part of a team that produced this documentary about his campaign. Take us back to the beginning. When did you know this was a project you'd be working on, and how did this take shape?
Well, the documentary isn't really about his campaign per se. It's more about the grassroots efforts to get him elected. We don't talk about the official campaign at all. The grassroots people that got involved with the campaign did all kinds of really amazing things. I mean, it was a pretty fun campaign to be involved with. My co-producer and I, we were involved in the grassroots efforts to get him elected, and we knew that this was a project that had to be done after the campaign had ended. This was something that neither one of us had seen in all the time that we've been old enough to campaign for politicians. Neither one of us have ever been involved in politics in our lives except for the Ron Paul campaign. And we knew this was something very important, something that we had to document and share with everybody, something we had to preserve.
We're talking with the filmmaker Corey Kellyer. The new DVD is For Liberty, and it's online at forlibertymovie.com. So what appealed to you about his message, Corey? What got you involved?
Well, what really appealed to me about Ron Paul was his insistence on a strict interpretation of the Constitution and having this voting record that reflected that. I have never, ever seen a politician in the House or the Senate who had the kind of voting record that advocated personal liberty and strict fiscal conservatism that he did. And that was something that was really missing from a lot of the other Republican candidates. And because of that, a lot of people jumped right on board with this campaign.
There was a really moving moment, moving for me personally, and I know for a lot of Ron Paul supporters, during the debates, one of the debates when they were asking all the Republican candidates, and our own Jim Gilmore was up there about, you know, what should you do with the American troops? And every one of them was trying to outdo each other in terms of their, you know, imperialistic vigor and their vision for, you know, American conquest of the globe. And Ron Paul said simply, come home. Tell these troops to come home.
Exactly. That sums up his entire foreign policy. Come home and stay out of all of these alliances that we get ourselves into that drag us off into all these wars. We shouldn't be jumping around the globe trying to get everybody to behave themselves and stop attacking their neighbors. And we get involved with, going after drug cartels, going after countries that invade each other. It's such a mess. And Ron Paul said, just stay out of it. Just keep to ourselves. The purpose of our military is to defend our country. That's it. If we're not being attacked, then we have no business bouncing around the globe doing the things we do. We only hurt not only ourselves, but the people that we're trying to, you know, quote unquote, help.
Corey Kellyer is one of the guys behind the new DVD For Liberty, How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty, and you can buy it online at forlibertymovie.com. www.thedailyvote.com. Corey, now what do you say to the folks who insist that, no, you know, that's naive, that's a pre-1942 mindset to the, you know, the neutrality acts of the 30s, and, you know, America has a big responsibility in the world. We are the world's policemen. We've got to be out there. And then there's also folks who say that, the way our military works today, it's not so much about spreading democracy as it is spreading markets.
Yeah, sure. You know, how many 9/11s did we have prior to, 1940? I mean, how many times did we have angry Muslims blowing up our ships and flying airplanes into buildings? It never happened. You know, America used to be one of the most respected countries on the face of the earth. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we did just keep to ourselves, that even though we were rich, we were powerful, we didn't go around looking for trouble.
The new movie is For Liberty, How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty. Corey, tell us about some of the more interesting things that you learned during the campaign and some of the things that you saw that you document in the DVD.
Well, some of the more interesting things that, well, not only I, but I think the Ron Paul movement in general came to learn is how to deal with things at a political level. You know, a lot of us had gotten involved in politics for the first time. We joined our local Republican parties. We nominated delegates to go to our state conventions. We did, we played the political game. A lot of us learned how that all comes about. And I think that's really important because this movement will go forward. And in fact, a lot of the people that supported Ron Paul are still involved in a political way. But as far as the campaign itself, as far as the grassroots people went, some of the more interesting things that we saw was just these individuals taking up the initiative themselves to go off and get the word out about Ron Paul any way they could. They put up signs. They raised massive amounts of money. His grassroots campaign raised over $30 million for the guy during his campaign. They launched a blimp, they did all these things. They went on long bike rides. They went on long walks. They did anything that they could to get the word out. And it was all decentralized, too. None of it came from the Ron Paul campaign itself.
Some of the lessons of the Howard Dean campaign there.
Perhaps. You know, Howard Dean didn't have nearly the support that Ron Paul did. You know, I think Howard Dean represented a political point of view that's very much establishment.
Yeah.
Whereas Ron Paul is quite the opposite.
Well, Corey, that leads to my next question. You know, America has something of a tradition of the third party, populist, anti-establishment candidate. Recently, you can think of, on the other end of the spectrum, perhaps Ralph Nader, or there's Ross Perot, even Alan Keyes. You could think back to 1912 and Teddy Roosevelt, even after he had served in the White House and became more of a populist kind of guy after he left Washington. Is Ron Paul just the latest in a tradition, the latest face on this populist candidate, or what sets him apart? What makes him different, you think?
Well, I think what sets Ron Paul apart from a lot of these other third-party candidates is his insistence upon strict interpretation of the Constitution. We had a lot of these other candidates. Ross Perot is a good example. He was part of the Reform Party, which essentially just disintegrated after his candidacy. The Ron Paul movement continues to go forward. This is going to be a lasting movement, I think. It's going to be something that we're going to see for a very long time.
Corey Keller, he's behind the new DVD, For Liberty. It's online at forlibertymovie.com, How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty. And it's a grassroots documentary. And Greg is on the line in Charlottesville. Greg, you're on with Corey Keller. You go right ahead.
Hey, Corey, how are you? I admire Ron Paul and everything except for his military and foreign policy and national security. In my opinion, we need to double the size of our Navy, forget about health insurance and cap and trade, and take those dollars and double our Navy, because most conflicts are 200 miles offshore in foreign countries, and we need to draw a line in the sand about our sovereignty. And if we don't fight them over there, they'll eventually be over here, because they'll see a sign of weakness on the part of the United States. comment on that, if you may.
Greg, thanks for the call. It's a great question. And, Corey, you must hear that all the time.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, Ron Paul addressed this during his campaign. The reason that they come over here and attack us is because we've been meddling over there. Ron Paul brought this up several times in the debates. And, you know, I always point to the fact that, you know, look at Switzerland. How many terrorist attacks do they have? Well, none, because they don't go around, they don't bother people. The people in the Middle East are pretty annoyed by the meddling that we've been doing over there for years and years and years, beginning with the CIA back in the 50s. I mean, we would be just as annoyed if China were over here doing that to us, instigating revolutions and assassinating our leaders and invading our countries. We have no business over there. We have no interests over there. The line that we have to draw in the sand begins at our borders, and that's it.
Corey, I'm struck by the fact that I remember one of the major reasons that bin Laden gave for 9/11 was the fact that there were American troops on what he referred to as holy soil in Saudi Arabia. And it's interesting to point out that after 9/11, we very, very quickly got those bases out of Saudi Arabia and moved them elsewhere.
Oh, sure. But then we went ahead and built a bunch of bases in Iraq. And, you know, it's such a mess. We can't understand Middle Eastern politics. We shouldn't even be trying. We have, you know, like I said, we have no interests over there. Our military needs to be here at home where it belongs, defending us, defending our borders.
Yeah. Tell me about the movement now. You say this Ron Paul movement continues to thrive. Did all of these folks move into become the Tea Party movement, or is that something different?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think the Tea Party has become something a little different than it was with the Ron Paul movement. The Ron Paul people actually kicked off this whole Tea Party thing back in 07 as a fundraising day for Dr. Paul, in which he raised more money than any other candidate in history in a single day. And that what happened there was a lot of people were throwing these tea parties all over the country. Like I said, it was basically a fundraiser for Dr. Paul. Today, the Tea Party movement has become more partisan in nature. I guess Ron Paul people don't subscribe to either Democrat or Republicans. You know, a lot of us basically think that they're two sides of the same coin. And the Tea Party movement, I think, is more about partisanship. It's more about opposition to the Obama administration, which is great, I think. I think it's great to see people getting out there in mass and protesting this administration, a lot of the things that they're doing. But they should have been doing the same thing, you know, during the Bush administration. And that's what the Ron Paul people were doing. When we had our Tea Party, our fundraising Tea Party, we were showing that we were fed up with all the stuff that was going on under the Bush administration, the illegal, you know, wiretapping and all the foreign wars and just all of this stuff that we found objectionable. And, you know, I wish that the Tea Parties of today would reflect this constitutional mindset.
Hey, Corey, why do you think that Ron Paul never got much traction with the media? I mean, we've raised over $34 million, and yet the media never ceased to treat him as this sort of fringe curiosity.
Sure, yeah. Well, you know, there's many reasons for that. People say that he was just, his viewpoints didn't reflect the Republican Party very favorably, so he never got much traction with the mainstream Republican base. There were questions about how the campaign itself used the money. A lot of the people in the grassroots movement thought that the campaign was very incompetent in their use of these funds. Yeah, I mean, there's a whole list of reasons why he didn't get the attention.
Yeah. The website is forlibertymovie.com, and the DVD is For Liberty, How the Ron Paul Revolution Watered the Withered Tree of Liberty. Corey Kellyer. Corey, thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations on the new film.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. It was a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.